Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
Let's turn our attention to the Dallas Cowboys, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Man, we're doing great. I have to imagine that y'all are flying real high right now as well. I was curious, is it excitement, relief? Like, what goes into your feelings once the Dak deal gets done?
Well, I think a little bit of everything. I mean, obviously, we understand these things take time, when you're doing deals like this. I mean, I think our players understand. You know, at the end of the day, this isn't about, costing us money, bottom line money on the business. This is us dividing up the salary cap. And whether it's two of our favorites, CD or Dak, I mean, it's not anything personal. It's just a business. And certainly we're doing everything we can to divide this thing up in the best way to put the best team together, put great players around Dak and CD. But at the end of the day, their goal, too, is to extract their value and what they're worth. And they're both team guys. I mean, I know all of them think they could have asked for more, done better, where they started. I mean, it'd been easily, in this league for the next guy up to always get more. It'd been easy for CD to ask for more than Jefferson. And certainly Dak had a good argument that if he went to free agency, that no telling where that number would have ended up, and feels like, at the end of the day, and I certainly know he feels that way, that, he could have gotten more if he wanted to go be a free agent. But Dak wants to be a Dallas Cowboy. We want him to be the leader of this team and be the quarterback of this team, and we're able to get that accomplished. And then on top of all that, go on the road and win a big, big game there in Cleveland.
I will get to that game in just a moment, Stephen, but I – did it have to take until right before the game to get that contract done?
I mean, only the people involved know the dynamics, but yes, that's what it took.
Okay.
Now, speaking of the dynamics of that deal, inquiring minds would like to know, is it similar in terms of the last deal with there being a no trade clause and a no franchise clause?
Yes.
Okay.
This day and time, the dynamics of, the franchise, if you're into a quarterback that's in a big, big deal, the fact that to franchise somebody, you got to give them a quarter more of their cap number, it's unrealistic. to even think that you can franchise somebody because of how big the cap number is. And you got to carry it in a franchise. You got to carry the whole thing. You can't spread it out over the years. So it's really a non-issue once you get into these quarterbacks that are, which I think there's almost 20 of them now making $40 or more million in this league. And so it's a non-issue, the franchise part of it. And the trade deals, I think those things work themselves out. I mean, once, players understand whether it's Matthew Stafford going to a different place, Aaron Rodgers going to a different place, both sides understand they want to, when it's time.
I definitely understand that Dak wanted to be here. Y'all wanted him here. I'm curious, with the increase of void years, not just from the Cowboys, but teams in general across the NFL over the last several years, did that put you guys in a tough negotiating spot, knowing that if Dak did leave, you still would have been on the hook for $40 million for him next year with the cap?
Yeah, that's always part of the dynamic, but that's true with anybody who's paying a franchise quarterback and, the $40+ million, everybody has that issue. You saw an extreme situation in Denver where Russell Wilson moved along from a lot of guarantees. And, you go out there and Denver's drafted a quarterback high and they're competing with a big cap number against Russell Wilson. So, this is all part of the business. As I said, there's 20 more teams, paying $40+ million. So the additional money that you pay up and above what the average is, everybody's having to deal with that now. And so that's part of it. I know certainly it's out there sometimes, you push money out. We're going through a situation now where we're signing CD, signing Dak. I know, some people have said, hey, they're not pushing things out. They're 30th in the league in cash spending. Well, right now we're projected to be number one by quite a bit in terms of cash spending for this year. So, over a four-year period, the salary cap is what it is, and teams over between a 4 and a 5 year period all spend the same amount of cash.
Talk with Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan, KRLD-FM, your official home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers.
Now, Stephen, I'm kind of curious, did you want Aubrey to get a chance at a 71-yard field goal yesterday?
I was, but at the same time, I've seen those games. Auburn, Alabama, when you're that field goals team's made up of a lot of big guys to keep people from blocking it. And when you go to cover somebody like Ward, if it doesn't quite get there and he comes out of the end zone, there's not a lot of great tacklers on that field. And we've all seen examples where people return a long field goal attempt the other way. So I was kind of, at the end of the day, the 71, 72, I was starting to get a little nervous of what might happen if it doesn't quite get there.
Also,
but I will say this, he's certainly capable of doing it. And obviously, he nailed the 66, and he's done them before. And, he's very capable of making that kick.
And we're all rooting for that moment when he does get that chance. You got to be pretty happy. Your offseason acquisitions were really Mike Zimmer and Kendricks. Like, those were two big acquisitions for you. And the way game one went, Mike Zimmer was in his bag with his play calling, and Kendricks looked as good as we expected.
Well, it was obviously an important transition for us. Everybody around here, the building, the fans, huge fans of Dan Quinn. He obviously goes about it, a little different way, and there's a lot of ways to win in this league, a lot of ways to play defense, a lot of ways to play offense, et cetera. But, we just felt really good about Coach Zimmer. He's been in this building for years and years and years early on in our tenure. And, just felt a lot of confidence that he could come in here with this group of players. And, really, as you said, we've added Kendricks. And then, between the draft and getting a guy back like Overshown, who was all over the place yesterday, the rookies showed up, but hats off to Nealon, to Carson, to Overshown. Those are guys we didn't have on our defense last year. And then you throw Kendricks in, we saw a lot of things, to feel good about. And I know, some people have other ideas of what you ought to be doing in the off season, but we felt good about what we accomplished in the off season and really feel good about this football team.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The other thing, I went back to rewatch this morning just to kind of get my eyeballs on it, but good those work. Rookies, those you were just talking about the rookie offensive linemen. Were you impressed with the way they held up against that Cleveland Browns front? What were you feeling after that game?
We all know they had one of the best defenses in the league and certainly gave us a big challenge yesterday. I mean, I know we were able to have a couple big drives early that really set the tone. Obviously, special teams showed up between the field goals, the accuracy there, and then Turpin's big return and, then the defense playing like they played. But hats off to those two offensive linemen. I mean, they're playing against what's one of the top groups in the league, certainly one of the best players in the league. Guyton, I think, got to see the most of. And I thought they all stepped up. I mean, hats off to our personnel department, Will McClay, and what he does with his group and how they communicate with the coaches, their dialogue between Coach Zim and what was going to change. I mean, see two big guys we acquired there late in training camp that really played huge roles for us in Phillips and Linville Joseph. So, player acquisition continues to go on, but I think we were able to put the right group together that really fits what Coach Zim does, and I feel good about what we're going to do there. And then, of course, offensively, what Mike and Coach Shoddy and that offensive group, Coach Solari, what they're doing with those young offensive linemen is outstanding as well.
Now, on the offensive front, we all, I'm sure you know this, had a hold-your-breath moment with Jake Ferguson. The reports are sprained MCL, and I know for Jordan Love, some people thought that would be 3 to 6 weeks. We're hearing maybe Ferguson is week to week. Is that the proper diagnosis, and how are we feeling about his availability in the next game, weeks, et cetera?
We'll get the final diagnosis, but I think it's more actually of a bone bruise, and so he'll actually have a chance. We all know Jake Ferguson's one of the toughest guys in our locker room. He's a football player, and I wouldn't put anything past him that we could see him against the Saints. But we'll just see how this week progresses, and we'll get the final prognosis probably here in the next hour.
I assume you'll just call us back when that's the case and you're like, hey, I really want to jump back on and do more of an interview.
Yeah, send me your digits and I'll send you a text.
Okay, no problem. Do you, one last thing I was curious about Dak and the contract, not specifics, but he is very upfront about, look, success is defined by a Super Bowl. That's his own personal metric for what makes him a success or what makes this deal a success. Do you think that's a fair pressure to put on him on in the team is like, hey, success is defined by Super Bowls?
Absolutely. I mean, I know Jerry and I feel that way. I think Mike McCarthy and his staff feel that way. I think Will McClay and his staff feel that way. Everybody's number one measurement, number one bar around here is winning a championship. That's what we're in the business for. And we understand we're held to that standard as well. I mean, our family won 12 games 3 years in a row, and that's not good enough for us. And our fans are frustrated with us because we hadn't had success in the postseason. And we know until that happens, doesn't matter how well you play in the season. By the way, no one's assuming that we're going to just play this season and win 12 games. I mean, it's hard to win a football game in this league, and it'll be a big challenge to win 12 football games, much less get in the playoffs. And so we know we've got to go out week in and week out and focus on the week, on the moment. And right now we're looking toward the Saints. But, we all hold ourselves to a very high standard around here, which is the ultimate standard, winning a championship.
How do you feel about negotiating contracts during the season? Because I know CD's done, Dak's done, Micah is eligible for an extension. Will that be a discussion, or do you table all that during the season?
You know, right now it's certainly not anything that's on the table. I think, Micah made a conscientious decision that he thinks he can, put together even a better year. I think he got off to a great start yesterday.
Yeah,
in terms of what he did and what he did against the Browns. I think his play speaks louder than words. And, I think he expects to have a great year under Coach Sim and then probably feel comfortable to talk about it then. But, each individual is different. Opportunities come, and when they are and the player feels good about something, then we certainly will move to do something. At the same time, sometimes players just aren't ready yet. They don't feel like their situation is in the right situation to start the process. And, this day and time, these players, they do well. It's changing even more so now. You got players coming in here who've made a lot of money in college.
Yeah.
And so they don't feel the pressure. They want to put some skins on the wall, which most of these guys, that's why they play in the NFL on Sundays, because they're very skilled, they're very confident, they're very competitive, and feel like, they're building their resume for their next contract. And, everybody in this league knows if you get to that second contract, it's going to be, it'll be pretty good. So I know that's what these guys, they obviously are competitors and want to win championships for their team. But, like any individual, they want to do well financially and they want to do well for their family.
Well, we appreciate the insight very much, especially after such a busy weekend and big victory. We will catch up with you again next Monday, sir.
Sounds great, guys. Great being on.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, a lot of interesting news from Stephen Jones right there about both Dak and Micah Parsons.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.